Jim, that was some climax. It feels a bit like an anti-climax, doesn't it now?
Well, it feels, you know, we're gutted we haven't got 2 points there. Now, you spoke to me at half-time, we needed something special. We needed someone to get 100, and, you know, the way Betty's played there, that's just a fantastic knock. And we've taken it all the way down, needing 10 off the last over, 2 off the last 2 balls. You know, I feel like we've missed out now. I'm just taking a point. I can only think to the previous over, the bouncer there from Kleinfeld that, you know, I think actually it's tough to be a bowler to bowl short balls. There've been a lot of no balls given for balls over the head height, and that was a seriously close to being, you know, 2 runs and an extra ball. And, you know, both teams have worked very hard there for 1 point, and it feels as bad as a loss, really.
But trying to take the positives, I mean, Ian Bell's innings was just something special, wasn't it?
No, it was just fantastic, you know. With the short boundaries, not only used the short boundaries, and obviously just played some beautiful shots to the long boundary and inside out off the spinner. The way he took 2s to the long side to make sure we just kept up with the rate and then target his boundaries. It was a masterclass, and, you know, I'm almost disappointed for him that he puts in a performance like that and doesn't come away with a win for us.
Good support from Adam Hose, but then there was the run out on the free hit, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was so much noise going on. You know, we could see it from our position there. You know, Cole's come in and still hit 6. You know, we should win the game with 2 needed off 2 balls, you know, regardless of needing 230, whatever it was. But, yeah, we're disappointed. You know, we've got a point. You know, rain was forecast today and we could have not bowled a ball. So, hopefully, we've given a bit of entertainment.
And it would have been easy, I suppose, in different circumstances, having conceded 231 against Northants, to have subsided to something like 150, 160 all out.
You know, at the halfway point in all 3 games, we've shown, you know, composure. You know, we haven't started pointing fingers. Guys know, you know, if we're not executing, we're going to go around the park. But you look up and down the country, I think 250 was hit, you know, by Surrey against Kent. I'm afraid that's the way this game's going. If you can't bowl a very good Yorker, and even if you don't nail it 2 out of 6, you're going for 12. So wickets like this, which are fantastic wickets, short boundary one side, quick outfield, it's going to be tough work for bowlers. But we show composure, we kept our head, and, you know, we've had 3 chases now where, you know, Worcester, Durham and here, where we've got quite close to scores that are probably slightly over par.
Back to Red Bull now and Lords on Sunday.
Yeah, back to Leaves and holding a length. I think the main thing is we've had 2 games where we've been poor, and to just stop the rot on that is a good thing. But now, yeah, we've got to shower that off and get ourselves down to Lords tomorrow for practice and switch on for that.